right, it's 8:06, and we're going to get right to it. Governor Butch Otter is joining us from the Treasure Valley this morning. We have a very limited amount of time with the governor, so Governor Butch Otter, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Neil. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you on, and let's get right to it. Proposition 1, you're a big proponent. You want to see this thing pass. Tell us why.
Well, the horse industry in Idaho is a big industry. The tradition and the culture of horsemanship in all kinds, Neil. You know, a lot of people say, well, we don't have that many racehorses. Well, what a lot of folks don't understand is one of the best roping horses I ever had, heading horses I ever had, was one that wasn't fast enough for the track. And so there's a lot of racehorses that ended up in many, many other areas. And so, plus the racehorse business, I think, is good business. And the Prop 1 is going to give the horse racing business an opportunity to succeed. We know from a couple of years ago when the historical horse racing, the legislature approved, and I signed the bill to bring historical horse racing to the racetracks. Unfortunately, there was a little loophole in it, and it made the legislature mad, and so they repealed it. And the loophole was that anybody that had paramutual betting and paramutual racing could also have historical horse racing. And the loophole was there was a bar that had been paramutual betting. They ended up with historical horse racing. It wasn't on the track where it was intended to be.
Yeah. Well, Governor, I know one of the criticisms we've heard of Prop 2 is it's really a carve-out for one small part of an industry in Idaho. And so that's the concern, is that it's propping up an industry that's struggling to just survive. And a lot of people would say the law of supply and demand and economics should determine whether or not a business can survive, not this, you know, not a certain law passed for that one industry. How would you respond
to that? Well, Neil, I this is a much better route, because they'll succeed or fail based upon the activity right at those tracks. And the track has got to have 8 racing days a year in order to engage in historical horse racing. There was, when they repealed historical horse racing, I vetoed the bill, but I couldn't get it back to the Senate in time because they were out for Easter weekend. And the Supreme Court said, well, it didn't matter. You had to get it back anyway. We did have a very successful year and a half, and it really propped up, and a lot of horse racing competition came in from other states because of the size of the purses. But this isn't new to Idaho. These machines aren't new to Idaho. In fact, if you go to 4 out of the 5 reservations in Idaho, tribal reservations in Idaho, you'll see the exact same machines.
Yeah.
Governor Otter, since we're short on time, I wanted to make sure we got on Proposition 2. Why don't you give us your feelings about that proposition with the Medicaid gap?
Well, the legislature for 6 years rejected every Idaho solution that I brought forward. And that's what they wanted. They didn't want Obamacare in Idaho. They didn't want an extension of Obamacare in Idaho. So I brought forth a solution, I think, every year for 6 years, trying to help those folks that are in the gap. This is the last, as far as I'm concerned, this is the last game in town, and that's why the First Lady and I finally said, all right, well, if this is the only way we're going to help them, if this is going to force the legislature to finally do something, then we're for it.
But that's quite a commitment, because it's not clear how, if even we can get out of this Medicaid expansion once we enter into it. Is that a concern for you?
Well, of course it's a concern for me. That's why I introduced 6 other proposals that safeguarded that, Neil.
Sure.
And every one of those proposals, the legislature The Senate, I think it was the Senate that passed it one time, but the House flat turned it down. And so then I came back with another plan and another plan and another plan, and none of them included an all-out expansion of Medicaid. But it did include a wellness plan for those folks in the gap to be able to go to these primary care centers to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Governor Butch Otter has been our guest this morning. I told you we would be out earlier than this, Governor, so we'll let you go. We do appreciate the amount of time that you've given us this morning. So thank you.
You bet.
All right. Take
care. Thank you.